So it's Locobando again, saying good morning. Another audio boo from me. This is day one of the Buddhafield, of the Buddhafield Yatra, a week-long walking retreat along the ancient ridgeway of Britain, culminating at Stonehenge at the full moon. So we arrived last night at our first campsite after a first day's walk, and already we've made quite a transition. We must have travelled 4,000 years back in time, from this very twee little English country town of Goring on the Thames, where we met, high up onto the ridgeway, where we simply sat under the night sky by a fire, eating our supper, and just getting used to such a different way of life, much more elemental. We're doing ceremonies as we go, even though it's only the first day yesterday. The first few are touching base with the elements, the great elements of earth, water, fire and air, which so often in our modern lives we just don't really have much contact with. So in the beginning we walked from the railway station down to the River Thames and quite literally just touched the water of the Thames with our hands and splashed it on our faces. That night up on the campsite, fire. And it was cold, sitting by the fire. We felt the heat of it, felt the warmth of it, and felt the gratitude that comes from contact with fire. Last night, I didn't really mention this to people, but was the third contact, this time with earth, sleeping out on the ground, in sleeping bags, probably hard, but at least supporting us. So today, second walk, another 10 miles or so, we'll be ending at Dragon Hill, one of the windiest places I know in the whole of Britain. It constantly blows a gale, and we will touch base with air. So the Yatra's underway. I'm reporting in this morning. The camp is still sleeping. I'm strolling through the woods, listening to the skylarks and the pheasants, and see you tomorrow.